This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
He's here. He'll also do his own show. He's selfless.
Why not?
He's a giver. Greatest birthday of your life was, and hopefully, you know, dozens and dozens more to come, but does one stand out?
So I was blindfolded, waiting. My wife.
Go on. We're all intrigued.
Well, as I heard you guys talking about this earlier, I thought, how far am I going to go? How far am I going to take this? How explicit?
Not far enough.
How
doesn't sound like me, Dave.
Should I be about the hall pass of 2004?
Well,
yeah,
you got a big birthday coming up next year.
Big 5-0. Yeah,
5-0.
Whew. At 5-0, I'm not sure that I'm equipped for that sort of shenanigans. You know?
Excuse me. If January 31st next year at 8:50 in the morning, there's a knocking on the door and Catherine Zeta-Jones is there in a coat.
Yeah.
I'd let her in.
Sure.
It's just, yeah. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. I mean, my best birthday was probably my 40th when we had had the big party.
Big party?
Yeah. That was fun.
Hoda Kotb announces today, it's been a great run.
Yeah.
26 years at NBC, and she acknowledged that she wants to do more things, including acknowledge, you know, she had kids later in life. She has a 7- and 4-year-old, and she's leaving. Who right now, national morning shows, would make the most waves if he or she retired?
Well, I mean, this is a great question. Nationally, I mean, everyone gets attention, right? Because these are big names. But, like, is it Robin Roberts on Good Morning America? Would she be the biggest name? I mean, we're out of the, like, Matt Lauer, Katie Couric, like, sort of the giant names. I don't know if there is a name. I was surprised at the Hoda response today. I watched it. It was very emotional. TV people, it's tough to say goodbye. I didn't cry. You know?
Available. If today wants to pay you that same amount of money,
I'd probably do
it. You'll work with Savannah and Craig and Al.
I mean, they seem nice.
You'll do
I'll do it for half the money. I'll do it for a quarter of the money, sure.
That's true. Exactly.
Be real.
Which show is winning the morning battle?
I believe Good Morning America is number one. Today is very close. They sort of go back and forth. And then CBS This Morning is...
distant.
Distant. Way stronger than it used to be, but distant.
I don't watch as much as I used to.
What are you watching them?
But not a ton.
Yeah.
You know, I'm working and then I'll click more for the news side for CNN and Fox, and I bounce back and forth. I used to make a greater effort, and I would record Good Morning America and CBS, and I still do.
Yeah.
And I'd say maybe once a week I'll kind of click through, more for talkers.
Yes.
Than for the serious items.
I struggle. So I'm doing the same thing, right? Like I'm looking for things like, all right, is this something we want to talk about? Is this something? CBS at like 7:50 does like the talk of the table, where sometimes there's like stuff in there that I think like, ah, that could be good. Mm-hmm. Good Morning America for me is almost like the first half hour is really great news, and then it's just candy. It's like news candy.
That's my problem.
A lot of That's celebrity, yeah. A lot of, you know, kind of fluff.
Yeah, that's my view of it. And then I figure if I'm going to watch that, I'd rather watch CNN and Fox and see their different ways they approach the story. Okay, so let's tie this locally.
Yeah, local. Who do you think would be the biggest name to leave?
I have the person who I think is by far the biggest.
Okay.
Who? How about this? You guess who I think is by far the biggest.
I would guess Julie Nelson. No. Belinda. I meant Belinda. Belinda would be the biggest name. Amelia and Frank would be close. Because they would probably go together. And if they didn't go together, it would be even bigger.
That's true.
Right? So those three are the biggest names left in town. And Julie's pretty close. Julie's in there, but Belinda's bigger. Belinda, I think.
I just think Belinda... And I've been friends with Belinda for a long time. I think she's a great person. I think she's pretty much exactly who she is on air. Maybe a little bawdier. But she is relatable to so many people. And she...
Well, you also don't make enemies as the weather person, right? Like, and she's done such a good job with that Saturday morning show.
Yes, but I was just going to say.
People don't project their politics on you like they do the news people today.
Okay, so, and listen, we still have good anchors, but for pure popularity, no one's ever going to touch Majors. And then if anybody was, it was his competitor, Shelby, right? So,
I mean, I will say that Frank replaced Majors and the ratings went up, and then he replaced Shelby and the ratings went up.
It's a point.
It's interesting.
Should be made.
I think what happens with the ratings is always complicated, right? Like lead-in affects it. But also, you can be, if you're a Shelby, you're incredibly popular, but also you have a large segment of people who don't like you. Mm-hmm. So you sort of, I don't know, it's like if you're doing a competition and there are six judges and they rate you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. A guy like Shelby is going to have 3 1s and 2 5s and a 6. And a guy like Frank is going to have 6 2s.
Yeah. Right? And I'm glad
so you
said
win.
That.
If that in a way, right? Like that's sort of.
And I'm glad you said because of that, Frank is probably underappreciated. That
if you take
over for both those guys and
it's
the
legendary.
Numbers go up.
It's legendary.
It's a serious tip of the cap in that business.
Yes. So it goes to show that having the most people love you is not always the winning recipe, right? It's why managers, I think, end up hiring more vanilla people because the risk reward is better. Does that make sense?
So,
and it makes for a more boring product. You never get a home run, but you get a lot of base hits.
Okay, so let's project that on TV over the next 10 years in this market if Frank and Amelia both go.
Right.
Will we have someone as popular as those two and the popularity? I'm not even talking about the popularity of Dave Moore had, because Dave Moore, the numbers were absurd.
Of course.
Right? But just that type of sway, because it's interesting, like ESPN, again, they let go Zach Lowe today. There's this feeling by some that ESPN wants people to get big, but when they get too big, they're worried about it. You know, and they've got that now with Stephen A. and Pat McAfee and money issues. But on the local news, they want someone who is super recognizable, but they also want someone, sadly, where they don't have to pay him a crazy amount of money. And if they leave to go to, you know, Chicago, New York, wherever, it's not like, oh, my God, I'm not going to watch that station anymore.
You know, news manager, they go on these cycles. They want huge personalities that will be very, very popular. Stars. They want stars. And then they have stars, and they're like, oh, well, the brand is bigger than the star. We want people to be loyal to the channel or to the network or whatever. So I don't know. They always say, like, oh, we don't need stars. People are watching for the team, for the content, whatever. The truth is, all the research always shows that people watch for people. So it's always about the stars.
For sure.
So, you know, you look at Channel 5, which I think Channel 5 does a fantastic job, but they have always resisted the star as the news anchor, and I think it hurts them.
Do you think they've resisted or they just haven't found
maybe
the right
It could be person, they gamble. You know? Yeah, they gamble wrong. You might be right.
Yeah. But, okay, let's pause. Yeah. I want to stay with TV because SNL begins Saturday.
Yeah.
And they begin their 50th season. And I got it. I know a lot of people, oh, it's not close. It's not close. I can think of this era I loved and that era. But in TV accomplishments, on the network side, where does this rank and what else is close to it for 50 years of relevancy? Pretty remarkable. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I don't think this cast is as good as others. I think SNL and their Weekend Update may be better than ever. I think those two are phenomenal. I think Bo and Yang is fantastic. They still get great hosts. So is it at its peak? No, Jason, as SNL begins its 50th year. But does it still reverberate with an opening monologue, people wondering if Maya Rudolph's coming back to play Kamala, who's going to play Walls, who's going to play Vance, certain sketches that really hit? 50 years into it, I'm sure they'll have some huge celebration like they did for 40. I looked it up. Simpsons is starting their 35th year. It's not just the longevity, but the impact. And think about how many other sketch shows, and they had some success, but nothing touching the impact, let alone the longevity of SNL.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that I can think of that maybe is in the conversation is Meet the Press, maybe?
Yeah. Right. I mean, I was going to say overrated, underrated, probably.
Overrated. So. The Price is Right. Those kind of longevity, those shows with the years. But SNL, I mean, the cast of SNL now is NBC's late night lineup on the weeknights, right?
Yeah.
It drives the conversation Monday morning as all the
really
morning
does.
Shows will play clips. And if you look at the style of late night TV today, it's basically
A lot of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's
sketches.
Yep. It's trying to have viral clips. And SNL has been doing that forever.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting. I agree with you. I think it's still pretty good. There are nights where you're like, woof, rough. But, you know, it's an hour and a half show. Like, there are, historically, we remember all the good ones.
Rough before, too.
Yes. Right? You just, we remember the highlights. That is, but there were a lot of clunkers back when we were growing up, too.
Jean Smart. Who's just
she is still alive. Right, she's still alive, Jean Smart.
Hacks is pretty darn funny.
Is Jean Smart from Designing Women? Is that is that why she's on? Did people just start streaming
That's it. It's Designing Women. It's give me one excellent segment or guest coming up.
No, J.D. Hoyts. Pat Monahue from J.D. Hoyts is going to be
I love Pat.
That'll be good.
Tell him to drop off a buddy bowl for me.
We'll get the history. We'll get the history of
Minnesota
the buddy bowl.
Food.
435.
Absolutely. Say hi to Pat.